And welcome back to the Rosie on the House program this morning in the 10 o'clock hour. We're here with Harold Perkins, owner of Galaxy Lending Group, talking about the particulars of the home mortgage industry just right now in the great state of Arizona. And Harold, you have experts on call at the office right now.
Yes, Patrick and Adrian are in the office. They're ready to help you answer any specific questions you have.
Because a lot of times you need answers to questions you may not want aired over 100,000 other listeners.
Right.
When you guys start talking about a subpar credit rating or maybe a foreclosure, but those are all things y'all can deal with.
We can, and those are all things that happen to and have happened to a lot of people, and so
to good people.
Yep, and so there are loan programs for it, and it's and we won't yell at you, we won't laugh at you, we won't judge you. It's what we do, and so we know the right loan programs for the different particular situations that people have had in the past, and so we can help you through those. And we do have to get personal with some of your personal information in order.
Yes,
to give you.
I can vouch for that.
that's true. Rosie, I knew more about you than I could ever hope to or
Golly,
want to.
Golly, man. I want to tell you. I think that's when y'all finally sent the, and I've never had a notary come to my house. Is that a new thing in your industry?
It's fairly recent, but what we found is that it's in most cases it is the most convenient thing to do. So it is included as part of our service. When it comes time for closing, we will send the closer to you rather than make you go across town to a title company or to the closing.
Well, I can see why, because before you were signing three papers and you were hitting the road, you had your title, your deed, and your note, and you were done. When that notary came to my house, and what he was carrying in his arms, I thought, surely this is like for five or six other clients he's going to see tonight.
Did he bring your paperwork in on a dolly?
Almost. I mean, there were two. We did several pieces of property all at the same time. Yep. You just rolled them all into one big refi. So I appreciate that. But I've never been through that. It was a document signing ceremony that probably took close to an hour.
It has. When we get into the actual closing and those documents, you probably notice that there are more disclosures, there are more documents, there's a lot more to sign than there used to be. And a lot of it is a result of the crash and just some the side effect of now what is being paid attention, what we pay attention to that we should have been paying attention to back in 05, 06, 07.
Well, let's go back to what we were talking about. So I wanted the listeners to hear that you had experts at 602-595-1233 if they want to talk about personal issues that they don't want to air out over the radio. But if you'd like a question, if you'd like to ask Harold a question about maybe a note you're currently in, a mortgage you're currently in, or what you could do to finance a remodel, feel free to call here, the studio this morning, and we'll share your story and your question with the rest of the listeners for the benefit of everyone. 1-888-767-4348. And we were talking a little bit before the bottom of the hour break, Harold, about different tools of your trade that people could use to mine the equity in their homes.
Sure. One of them, and one of the more common ones, is a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit. That's a second mortgage that's recorded against the house. Basically, it's like a really giant credit card with a big credit limit on it. Downside on those is they're generally variable rate. There are some fixed rate options on it, but they can. But generally, they're variable rate, and so when we hear about the Fed and the potential for raising rates later this year, that would directly affect you on a home equity line.
With a variable interest.
Correct, because those are usually based on prime. And so when the Fed talks about raising rates, the prime rate is directly affected also. And so that can be something that short-term is a very good tool. Long-term, when rates are rising, it can be more expensive.
Now, hasn't Janet Yellen kind of sent out some floated the idea that, I mean, we could see rates tick up maybe two or three times in this calendar year.
The last one I saw, she said three times this year, still
just to expect it. Just to expect it. It's coming.
And then she said, but I'm not tied to it. But but she said three times to expect that. And so that is something that we could anticipate, that there would be rate increases by the Fed.
Okay, so you've got one of the tools, home equity.
Right.
Generally a variable rate.
Right.
Okay, what are some of the other tools you could put to use?
Just a regular old refinance, but you increase the loan amount to borrow more than what you owe on the property and take the cash out and cash out equity that way. That's a good tool because now you've got, for the cash that you do take out of the property, you've got it on a fixed rate, or whatever term you prefer. And a lot of times that can be at a lower rate than what your home equity line would be. And so that's a good option if you want stability in your monthly payment. You want to be able to budget for the cost of the remodel to take out that equity. And that is probably the most common refinance that we're doing right now.
Okay.
As people have more equity in their property, they're doing exactly that. They're cashing out the equity in order to pay off debt or remodel. Yep. Or add solar or add pool or anything.
I want to talk about the solar option. I want to go into that deeply, okay? But before we do, I have a client right now that missed the timing of the very, very bottom. But bought about 4 years ago. So they've got, you know, about 20, 25% appreciation. And I'm just going to use round numbers. They bought a house, you know, for 200. Well, it's worth about 230, 235 right now, 240. But they have about a $60,000 remodel they'd like to pull off. And I think once the house is done, what they want to do, they're going to have a house that's worth, I would say conservatively, $300,000.
Okay.
Or more. Is there a tool for them?
Yes, absolutely. We can do that. And so there's also we have a renovation loan. We have a couple of renovation loans, actually. One a conventional, one an FHA. But as we determine the value of the property and as we determine what we will lend to you, we will lend based on what the completed value of the property is going to be after your remodel is done.
Who sets that value?
The appraiser will do it. So right. we'll send the plans and specs and we'll get a materials list from you. We'll find out exactly what you're going to put into the remodel so that the appraiser can extrapolate what that house would appraise for today if this work were already done. And we'll lend you up to 95% of what the future value of that property is going to be after the work is done. And so we had our last one that we did just last month. She doubled the square footage of her house.
Oh, wow.
She built a room addition on, but then at the same time, a big room and a couple of bedrooms. She was also able to update her plumbing. It was an older home that had older plumbing that mm-hmm. needed to be upgraded.
Yeah.
And able to upgrade her air conditioning and her HVAC. And so she was able to accomplish all of these things, finance them into one loan. And we loaned based on what the value of the house was after the work was done.
What do you call that instrument?
It's a home style renovation loan. So okay. We call it the renovation loan.
All right. So there's a couple great tools people can use to get at the equity they have in their home to bring it up to the homes of their dreams.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And again, it's Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending here in studio this morning. If you'd like to visit with him, 1-888-767-4348. Or if you'd like to talk to a Rosie Certified Mortgage Specialist privately, they have operators standing by now, Patrick and
Adrian.
And Adrian at 602-595-1233. And I'm thinking the phone might be busy. So that number also rings Monday through Friday.
Yes.
So just jot it down, 602-595-1233. 12:33. Okay, you just touched on something that I want to go deeper into. Solar. What does the solar industry, what impact does the solar industry have on you, the mortgage companies?
Well, it used to be very impactful. Now the impact is more positive than it used to cause trouble for us sometimes. But
your industry had a bad attitude.
We did, and especially when we were talking about leased solar. Going in the past when we looked at lease solar and when it came time to qualify, we had to count that lease payment against the qualifying for somebody looking to purchase a home that had solar panels on it. And there were many occasions where the lease payment would actually disqualify somebody from being able to purchase a particular home.
Oh, I can remember the wave it caused in the industry when some of those first leased systems came up for resale. And the buyers couldn't qualify in because of that extra lease payment. And I kept saying, well, yeah, but they aren't going to have an electric payment.
So
let's do a net out here.
So and that's what's happened now. Recently, guidelines have been updated to where there was a little common sense applied to things. And while, yes, there would be a lease payment and the buyer of the house needs to assume that lease if they're going to purchase that property, on the underwriting side of things now, as we review that lease contract where we see that there are provisions for expectation that it will reduce electric expense, that lease payment can be offset by the lack of a utility payment, or offset by the reduction in the utility payment. And so those lease payments no longer affect the buyer as severely as it did earlier.
Okay. Now, folks, when we have an expert on, very often I've had a prior conversation with them just saying, let's develop these talking points. This is where we'll go. But what a lot of the experts have found out is once I get them in studio, I go completely off those points. And so I'm going completely off the point. And I hope I don't catch you completely exposed here. But in buying a solar system, a lot of the solar companies have their own built-in financing. But could I say, I'm thinking outside the box here. Will your home fix-up loan let me add solar?
Yes.
And finance that in a conventional mortgage instrument?
Yes, absolutely. And so, in fact, in the other one I was telling you about where she built the addition onto her house, solar was in that also. And so for her, it was...
Now, that can be a really cost-effective way of getting solar.
It is because now she owns the, and as we look at our industry and how we look at solar, the appraisers, and as they look at the appraised value on the property, you get value for your solar system when it's owned. Not all appraisers, not all the time, do you get value in your appraised value in the property when it's a leased solar system.
Right.
And so to be able to finance it, and while there is special financing from the solar companies that are available, it could be at a higher interest rate or at terms that are not as good as
Very
what you
good.
Might get.
Very good. That's great. I'm glad y'all came this way on that top. Your whole industry. I'm not blaming you. It was your whole industry that was holding us up there. We've got James that wants to visit with us, a caller, wants to talk a little bit more about that remodel loan tool. But we're going to need to take a short little break here. We'll be back with Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending Group here at Rosie on the House.